Good to go. Jose, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming in on your Sunday. It's a pleasure to have you.
No, great to be on your show. And good evening to your listeners.
I mean, I'm going to start at the beginning with Bidvest. You are the CEO. I know that that's not where you started. Can you just give me a high sense overview of your journey to Wits and where you are now?
Sure. That's a long story. How much time do we have? Started off practicing in a law firm that was involved in a lot of sports law. Rodney Berman with the boxing, yeah. Raymond Ack with the soccer, Len Rappaport with the horse racing. Started working, doing a lot of work with the PSL. Worked as a prosecutor and legal advisor to the league for many years.
Yeah.
From there, Sundowns, CEO, Sundowns to Supersport, Supersport to Bidvest Wits. That's the shortened version of it.
That's the short, long and
yeah,
short.
Yeah, term. Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, when did you join Bidvest Wits?
I think I'm going into my eighth season, I think. I think it's been 7 years. Yeah, seven seasons.
Is it coincidental that Gavin Hunt joined in 2013, six years ago?
Yeah, so Gavin joined me 1 year. As you know, I worked with him at Supersport, yeah. And I moved on to Bidvest Wits, spent one season with Clive Barker, if you recall correctly.
Yeah.
And Gavin joined me at the end of that season, so he's been one season less than I have been at. So you'll be 6 years, I'll be seven.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he has brought you some success at the club.
Yes. Obviously, I had a great deal of success with him at Supersport.
Yeah.
And once I joined Bidvest Wits, I worked on bringing him along to join me at Bidvest Wits. And yeah, hugely successful.
Yeah.
My relationship with Gavin is, it now goes back to what, at least 10 years. Working with him both at Supersport United and at Bidvest Wits, of course.
And he's had his up and downs, more ups than downs at Wits. Are you still happy with him?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Gavin is one of the best coaches in the country.
Yeah.
If not the best. And these things are always very subjective. But I certainly believe that Gavin has what it takes to win things, and that's what Bidvest Wits wants.
Indeed, and he's proven it time and time again that he has what it takes to win things. But you're not planning on winning the Confed Cup this season.
So, it's like this. I know that we've taken, and me in particular, have taken a lot of flack around the Confed Cup and playing in Africa.
Mm.
The CAF Champions League will always be something that we will work hard towards winning one day.
Yeah.
As difficult as it is.
Yeah.
But the Confed Cup is a competition that brings very little money, is extremely expensive as the CAF Champions League.
Mm.
And to be, we have to be realistic. We don't have our squad and our resources. If we focus on the CAF Confed Cup, then we must obviously... we won't be as competitive in the league and in the domestic competition. So the Confed Cup, we will play to win, but it is not a priority. It definitely isn't.
So in terms of the travelling, would you be sending out a weekend squad, saving your players rather for the league?
So, Bushley, we've never sent really weakened squads. I mean, yeah. we've got 23 players registered. We've got a squad of 27. So... You know, I wouldn't call it a weakened side. Gavin might want to experiment here or there, but really I don't, and you'll probably see it in the lineup when we play our CAF match next night in September against Young Buffaloes from Swaziland. It won't be a weakened side, definitely won't be a weakened side.
You guys have done reasonably well so far to the start of the season, excluding the MTN8 being knocked out of that competition. But it's not looking too bad. You're second on the log. I mean, it's only three games in, but you must be quite happy with how the season has started.
Yeah, early days. Also, a lot of new faces. I think that Gavin tried to experiment a little in the match against Supersport United.
Yeah,
try out a few things and it didn't work out for us. I think the result is a little bit deceiving. I don't think Supersport were worthy of a 3-0 result, but they deserved the win, and I thought we went up to scratch. Hopefully we'll bounce back now on Wednesday in our league match against Stellenbosch.
And I mean, you would be not misplaced to put money on Bidvest Wits in that league match, because we know how Wits season after season are always there and they're about. How do you, and I mean, Wits, you are a big club, unbeknown to a lot of people, but you're not the traditional big club, so to speak, even though you've been in existence for, I think, since 1921, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it's the oldest club in South Africa.
Yeah, so how do you keep it going season after season?
Sure. You keep it fresh. You got to keep it fresh all the time. You got to keep it fresh with players. You got to keep it fresh with staff. You got to keep on remotivating people. But I think we've been successful in doing that.
Yeah.
More than anything, we're a family at the club. We all respect one another, and we keep each other on our toes, and keep things fresh and in a good space. And that's the secret, I think.
Jose Ferreira, the CEO of Bidvest Wits Football Club. He's been there since 2012, and he took Gavin Hunt with him since 2013. And since then, they've had a lot of success. And even before that, your time at SuperSport and at Sundowns, how much did you learn from that for this role?
Sure. You're learning every day, every year, every season. Certainly, Sundowns my tenure there was a hugely successful one. I learned a lot there. It was the first time that I had been in a club space. Enjoyed it immensely. Enjoyed working with Patrice Motsepe.
Mm.
That was the beginning, and I learned a lot there. I learned a lot from the people that I worked with. I learned a lot from Patrice Motsepe, who's a wonderful human being, and I owe a lot of where I am today to Patrice. Mm. Having left there, SuperSport, same thing. It's like I said, I've been in the game for such a long time but you never stop learning.
Yeah.
Every day you're learning something new in this game.
Now, you are a CEO. We a lot of the time know what the chairman does, because the chairman is always, I don't want to say glorified, but they do get a lot of the glory. What are your daily tasks at Bidvest Wits?
Sure.
Maybe not all 100 million of them.
from inspecting the training pitch to make sure that we're taking care of it properly and making sure that the groundsman is working on it properly, to doing a new contract with a player. I do everything. I get involved in everything, and I expect my staff to get involved in everything.
Yeah,
you know, there's an unwritten rule at the club that nothing falls out the scope of anyone. We're there to help each other in whatever we're doing, and if I have to go and inspect the pitch and somebody has to help me out with the contract, so be it. So we all of us pretty much do everything at the club. We get involved in each other's business.
You dabble in some scouting.
Yes. We're all involved, actively involved in every spectrum of the club.
And is that also part of the reason why you decided on Gavin Hunt? Because he is your coach and is somebody that you have a very good relationship, a working relationship with?
Yeah, I sometimes say to Gavin, I don't know if you'll ever be able to work with another CEO, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to work with another coach. I think I know Gavin better than his wife or his ex-wife and vice versa. But yes, the relationship is there. We work well together. Yes, we have our disagreements, but that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yes.
Good, solid relationship with Gavin.
And can you tell me, regarding the your captain, everybody's been talking about Tyson for some strange reason. You can confirm that he's not going anywhere?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. And in fact, I'm going to give you a scoop, and I discussed it with Caroline just now as I came into your studios, whether I should or should not tell you, because this news is going to come out tomorrow. But Tyson has extended with us. So this is a bit of a scoop. Nobody knows other than myself and Tyson,
and
obviously.
And now 702 Land.
And now 702 Land. So Tyson has extended with us, and he'll be with us until 2022.
So he's signed on for another 3 years.
Yeah, he had a contract already until 2021. Okay. We've simply extended it by a further season. So that shows his commitment to the club and how much we value him as a captain of our club.
Yes.
And he's a keeper. You know, he's definitely one to keep. And Tyson feels the same way. So we're very happy to keep him for the next 3 years.
I mean, he is the national captain to Lenny Tlajoyo. Yes. He's definitely, as you're saying, a keeper. Jose Ferreira just broke it on 702 and Cape Talk Sports Talk that Thulani Hlajwayo Tyson will not be leaving Bidvest. As a matter of fact, he has extended his contract to 2022. You got it here first and foremost. What are your expectations that you have put on Gavin Hunt for this season?
The same as every other season. We obviously can't compete with the big guns of South African football.
Why is that?
For financial reasons. I mean, I ask the question all the time, does Mamelodi Sundowns have a budget?
No.
Well, there's your answer. Mm. We have. And then, of course, Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs are, from a financial point of view, are way ahead of us. So we should be competing with the likes of SuperSport. But yes, our ambition is to every year compete, be competitive. And every now and again, we might just sneak in a league title. And that's the objective for this season, like every other season. Do we have the resources? Are we the favorites to win the league? Of course we're not.
Yeah.
We can't be. We rely on free agents to join the club and to strengthen the team, whilst others are signing players for 10, 15, 20 million rands. We can't do that. But it's not just about money.
And you've done it so well. You've strengthened the team with, free agents, players who are seen to be going out of their twilight years or just about to retire. And it's worked. Gavin Hunt has managed to find the right formula to win a league title not so long ago. And last season, you guys were challenging up until essentially the last match day almost.
Yes.
It's fantastic how you seem to have the secret.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Gavin, that's what makes Gavin such a formidable coach. I mean, his ability to bring out the best in players. I think Gavin has got more South African football over the years, has coached more South African football over the years winners than any other coach in this country. So he's very able to turn things around, to get some of these players that are called so has-beens and so forth, and he's able to turn things around for them in their careers. Elias Palembe, Dane Clayt, Samich Duty now. All credit to Gavin.
Mm. That's amazing. And he also gets players who are very hands-on, especially the senior players. They come in and play almost like a mentorship role to the youngsters, which is also something that you guys have managed to get very, very well. You see the youngsters coming through and they come into a very settled set lineup.
Very, very important. In fact, one of the secrets of our success, I believe, I certainly believe in that, and I know that Gavin does as well, is that the success of this club has been the ability to blend the youth with the experienced players. I don't believe that any club anywhere in the world can win with just experienced players or just with young players. The secret is in being able to blend a team around both. And Gavin has done very, very well with that. And yes, we've been successful with that formula.
Jose Ferreira, you've been very successful over the last couple of years with Bidvest Wits and with Gavin Hunt. And all the best for the rest of the season. Thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio.
It was a great pleasure being here with you, Butle.
What a fantastic interview. That is the CEO of Bidvest Wits, Jose Ferreira.